Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already October 23rd and 24th, depending on when you're listening to this. The fall foliage is robust. If you go by One Delta, you'll see in our parking lot the best red maples there are in the Concord area. So it's a great time of the season. We've had many, many road races in September and October, of course, including the Boston Marathon, but more closer to home, we had the Delta Dental Half Marathon that went from Hopkinton, New Hampshire to Concord, New Hampshire. Want a big shout out to my last two guests, Dr. Steve Coppola, Coppola Physical Therapist. Steve did a great job describing his profession. And then the prior week, October 9th, we had Myra Nikitas, who is a registered dental hygienist, and she was talking a little bit about the health or wellness program, but more particularly mindfulness. During the pandemic, she got into mindfulness, and of course, that's one of the two books that I've written with a third one on the way. I co-wrote a book on mindfulness with Professor Anna Burrell. So Myra did a great job explaining how mindfulness had transformed her life. You can hear all of the various radio programs we've done over the past dozen years by going on anydelta.com and clicking the radio station, and then you can hear the different programs recorded over the last 12 years. This weekend, though, with me is Dr. Mitch Caray, who is the Chief Dental Officer at Northeast Delta Dental. Has worked with me literally since June of 1995 and is still an active practitioner in Goffstown, does a great job for his private patients, for his commercial patients, but also has helped me set up a network of dentists who have served our country, which allows us to take care of veterans in oral health need or pain who cannot be taken care of by the VA because of guidelines, nothing related to the people at VA, but congressional guidelines suggest that unless you're a POW or a POW, unless you were discharged in the last year, or whether you're fully disabled, you can't get your dental needs met at the VA. So Mitch and I heard that about 5 years ago, and we set up this network, and Mitch does a great job. So we'll probably get to that maybe in the second part of the show, but the early part of the show, we want to talk about dental education. So Dr. Caray, I know you can't get enough of me during the week, so thank you for joining me this weekend of October 23rd and 24th.
Hey, Tom. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic.
You in probably 2 hours. I'm kidding, of course.
But, yeah, so tell, you know, before you get into dental education, though, you have to validate for the listening audience that when I started and towards the end of June of 1995, within days, I needed to hire a chief dental officer. We may not have used that title then, but I needed someone to head up the, as a dentist, head up the in-house, you know, dental consultants. And isn't it true? I hired you sight unseen.
Yeah. Some people have commented on that and said he must have been desperate. That was my relatives.
Well, no, because but one thing is really interesting, and you know, Mitch and I know I can see the smile through the phone here. But when the hiring we've done over the last 20 years under the leadership of Connie Roy Jakowski, our VP of HR, who is, believe it or not, is retiring towards the end of the year and succeeded by Ryan King, who's already started with us. But over these past two decades, when we hire people, that we put them through testing, group interviews, you know, reference checks, et cetera. So because we're an employer of choice, and we want to bring someone in that's going to be a good cultural fit. Back in 1995, I didn't have that luxury because Mitch's predecessor came into my office. My first day on the job, I was shiny new suit, shiny new briefcase, shiny new office. I'm feeling good. Much younger man, and Mitch's predecessor comes into my office and says, and this is like an hour into my job, by the way, I have to retire/resign because I have a medical issue. So I'm thinking, okay, got to replace him. And then my second day in the job, six or seven dentist, you know, I filed a lawsuit, and I'm thinking, okay, I disrupted, moved up my family from Massachusetts for all this. But in any event, but this all worked out because I asked around, and people said, well, maybe give this gentleman, Dr. Mitch Curry, a chance. And so talked to Mitch. We hit it off, and here we are 27 years later. So the whole point in this, I definitely highly recommend a very diligent HR process when hiring people, but occasionally it can work out where you just connect with someone and it works out. And Mitch and I have been not only professional colleagues, but friends for 27 years and care as much as we do about this mission, which allowed us to do the veterans program. So, Mitch, thank you for sticking with me for over a quarter of a century.
Hey, listen, it's been a real pleasure, and it's certainly been a learning experience. And, you know, I wanted to, I was thinking the other day about the future of this profession. As you can tell, I've got 25 or 27 with you. You can imagine I had a few more before I even joined Delta.
And by the way, what Mitch is alluding to, Mitch has actually been a participating dentist for 50 years,
yes.
One of only three people in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont combined that have been a participating dentist for five decades. So congratulations, Mitch.
Thank you very much. I was 18, you know. I'm lying. But, many's the time when I start to look and say, you know, what's going to happen? Where's dental education going to go? And a couple of things really came up because I have a concern for the future of our profession. And I think most of the folks probably know this, but dentistry is considered to be one of the best professions to aspire to. It's been in the top 10 wherever you look for a poll. Overall fulfillment, job satisfaction, you know, it's been like that, caring for others. These are the major motivations that move my brothers and sisters into this profession. And as such, one of the things that occurs, you got to go to school. But dental education currently, after you've been through all the preliminary stuff, college and so forth, is getting more expensive. Graduates are taking on today more debt than ever before. And some of the good news that goes with this, dental schools are becoming more diverse. There are more women and a growing number of racial and ethnic minority groups are pursuing dentistry, maybe for some of the reasons that I've outlined and some of their own. But this is what's really going on, and I think it's great. All of a sudden, you start to see how things are going to change. Some folks always say, you know, we have communication that was, when you were there, was you were lucky to have a phone, you know, at my age. But right now, the bottom line is we have excellent communications, not just as we speak here during this time, but it's amazing. You know, I had a pen, and I could scribble on my computer and actually draw. I mean, who would have thought? Usually we use paper and pencil. But the young people who are coming in are a different generation. And, you know, in one case, we always talk about the changes that have happened. I can remember way back when dentists didn't even wear gloves. And then they started to wear gloves because there was some other kind of pandemic. And then they had to wear masks to prevent spreading certain viruses and so forth. And today, the get-up, if you wish, is incredible. The amount of personal protective equipment is not just, you know, masks, shields, protective glasses, air purification of the room that you're in, infection control, and all of this. A lot of this, by the way, even in the last 5 years or so, we have practiced anyhow. I've often said that, you know, reducing the aerosols, for instance, within your outfit as you practice, not a big surprise. We've done some of that historically. But I got to tell you, this is the age of plastic, yes, yet once more. Think about the times when you went to get your groceries, and there you are. There's a piece of plastic, and then there's a place for you to put your credit card. These are some of the things that are happening. And some of the young people that I talk to, I'm familiar with some of the young people at the University of New England Dental School. And this generation of dentists, they place infection control at the forefront of making clinical management decisions. This is just what's going on. And in the old days, we used to have, like, a teacher would be in front of the room. Heck no, not now. You know, because it's all about e-learning. And the autodidactics that has given that rise, the e-learning, is incredible. And the retention that people are finding now is actually greater than sitting in a classroom with your friends and having the teacher at the front of the room. We're finding that some of this e-learning is actually sticking better, if you wish. These are some of the things that are starting to happen for the young people who have decided to get into the profession. And there's even some schools. Now, I know that probably some of you may be a dentist out there, but, you know, we do fillings. Oh, yes, you knew that. So, but there's got to be a way how you learn to do that. Now, I'm going to use a term, mannequin, okay? And the mannequin is something that you go to a window. I'm going to use Macy's in New York. And your wife is with you, and she says, I want that dress. At which point, you take a look at the mannequin, and you'll notice it has feet, body, and so forth, but it also has a head. At the head of that mannequin, what we have done so that young people can practice how to do fillings at home, we put teeth in it. And as such, it makes it easier for us to practice how we're going to do fillings in the real time. So that's something that's happened. So when you think the term mannequin, you can now think dentistry. Oh, that's how they learn.
Well, great. So let's pause here for a commercial break, which will be a Delta Dental oral health commercial.
Sure.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about why it's such a great profession and still is, despite some of the challenges that you referenced. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned with more of Dr. Mitch Caray, the Chief Dental Officer at Northeast Delta Dental. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend, the weekend of October 23rd and 24th, and with me is Dr. Mitch Caray, the Chief Dental Officer at Northeast Delta Dental, who is with me in the office a few days a week and also has a vibrant practice in Goffstown and has really been the orchestra leader, so to speak, for a vibrant veterans program on veterans in oral health need. Mitch has set up a great network of dentists who have been taking care of these veterans over the past several years until there is a more permanent solution by the government. And Mitch also did this in the state of Maine as well. But we were talking about young graduates coming out with a lot of debt.
Yes.
Sometimes the quote-unquote average might be $200,000 or $300,000 when you come out of dental school. But actually could be a for most people, it's actually, it could be a lot higher because that average includes the lucky few students whose parents or grandparents or uncle pays for the complete tuition, you know, which mm-hmm. can range to like $100,000 a year. That is included in the average. So some people are coming out like with $400,000 or more of debt.
Awful. Yeah.
And yet, it's still, I agree with you, it's still a wonderful profession. You can self-actualize. You're healing people. You're autonomous. You know you're doing good deed for society, fixing people's miles. You can also set your own schedule if you're a family person and, you know, you want to do the work-family balance. So it's still a great profession, and even in the world we live in with infection control, I think you said it really quickly, but I just want to dwell on it. I mean, really, since the late 80s, early 90s, dentists have been experts in infection control because of HIV. So while COVID has added a new layer of protection that's needed, dentists were already familiar with the importance of infection control. Correct, Mitch?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, Tom, you have a little bit better handle, if you wish, on the things that we're doing to assist these young people and how we're assisting in recruiting efforts across not just New Hampshire, but Maine and Vermont. I know we have many programs, and we have others within the company who are looking to move things in a direction so that we can assist in terms of that debt. Our own Joe Arante, who's Vice President of Professional Relations, is looking into some of that. I wonder if you wouldn't mind commenting.
Absolutely. Thank you for that opportunity. So what Mitch is alluding to is we worked with Tufts Dental School in Boston to establish the Northeast Delta Dental Endowed Scholarship. So dental students in their second and third year apply, and many of these students get the scholarship. And many of them write to me later when they're graduating and they're settling in and becoming a participating dentist in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. And it almost, Mitch, and I'm not exaggerating, it almost brings tears to my eyes to see young dentists who not too long ago were students getting a scholarship, the Northeast Dental Scholarship, and now becoming a participating dentist with us, because that was kind of the model. We wanted to encourage people to settle in areas of New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont where there is a shortage of dentists. You know, from Nashua to Concord, there are plenty of dentists, but there are certain regions, you know, North Country, you know, lack of oral surgeon, parts of Maine, Augusta, parts of Vermont where there's not enough dentists, and we'd love if dentists were settled there. We also, as Mitch knows, we were the lead donor to establish the University of New England Dental School in Portland, Maine. And many of those graduates have been settling as well in different underserved areas of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And the tuition there is less than it is at Tufts. But beyond that, we established loan repayment programs so that if they settle in certain areas, you know, they get their loans, you know, forgiven. So both the University of New England and Tufts Dental School have an affiliation with Northeast Delta Dental. And then Dr. Cray referenced Dr. Arante, and what Dr. Joe Arante has done is we've established a pretty significant seven-figure fund for a overall loan repayment program for dentists, irrespective of what dental school they go to. So if they don't go to Tufts UNE, but go to a different dental school, they're entitled to apply for this tri-state loan repayment program starting next year. And then just as an aside, we also know, because I know dentists and hygienists both listen to this program, we also totally get it that there's definitely a dental workforce shortage when it comes to hygienists and dental assistants and receptionists. So we're starting to also work on that. So that's my thumbnail sketch for our responsibility as Northeast Delta Dental to help with the dental workforce.
Absolutely. And I'm really proud of what we do. And you know that, Tom, there's also other groups like the Vermont State Dental Society, the New Hampshire Dental Society, and the Maine Dental Association, who also are trying to assist these young folks. And by the way, it's not just all young people, as in, you know, just fresh out of college. There are some people who are turning to our profession who have already been in the marketplace and working in other places. So we are seeing an increase in, I won't say the elderly, but how about this, seasoned individuals who are considering joining our profession.
I like it. Well, seasoned, that's funny. We have a lot of seasoned employees at Northeast Delta Dental. we're juggernaut because we have all of this sort of people like Dr. Curre, like Bill Amrukas, who's actually worked for the company for 45 years, that have this tremendous amount of experience, coupled with brand new, wonderful, newer employees who are keep our technology up to date and keep our customer service call center vibrant, and who keep our provisor program, which is the program that powers health, rural wellness, alive and well. So don't you think, Mitch, a combination of people with your experience coupled with, you know, fresh new insights is really what keeps Northeast Delta Dental like a fresh green forest?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, you know, terms that we don't hear very often are like mentoring or tutoring in some cases, because that goes on. And the one thing I will tell you that's missed by the young people who are entering the profession, and some of those of us who are still functioning, has to do with camaraderie. That has always been a wonderful thing, to listen to somebody else and how they're doing and being there to support them, whenever that maybe things are going south, either from a physical perspective or whatever it may be. You mentioned the shortage, and I can tell you that that is something that's very clear to those of us who are out here. And my little joke about the shortage is I was having difficulty getting people to come and join me. Well, I decided that I would hire two bartenders. And that's a true story, by the way. And I want you to know, My little bartenders kind of people, yeah, one of them is a certified dental assistant. As you know, that takes over 4,000 hours of being in the business. And we joke about this, but she always says, I always say to her, I should say, you know how lucky you are to be working with me. I can't tell you what the rejoinder is because I don't think we can share it on radio.
Yeah, we would be bleeped. I have an even better story, I think. So we talked about the Tufts Dental School Scholarship Program. Well, one of our pre-COVID, when we used to have chair massages provided to employees, people would sign up, and it was a chair massage as kind of an added benefit. Well, one of the chair massage people were a guy, he was interested, Michael, he was interested in what we were doing as a company and the profession, so we got to talking, and I told him, I said, one day you might want to think about going to dental school. Well, fast forward several years, he got into Tufts, he got one of the scholarships, and now he's one of our participating dentists. So I think as we're about to close, mentoring is so important. So if your son or daughter or your acquaintance or niece or nephew is interested in dentistry, ask your dentist. Can they shadow? And I know Dr. Cray has done that for different nieces and nephews. All different employees have asked him this, and just getting a young person at the high school level interested in the dental field, whether it's going to be becoming a dentist or a hygienist, I think it's important as an early age. And we need people like Dr. Curre. So, Mitch, thank you for being part of this glorious profession. You're a credit to it, practicing for 50 years, and you're also a huge credit and big help at Northeast Delta Dental, both in terms of corporate goals and our mission, but also the special programs that you've designed, such as the Veterans Program. So, Dr. Curre, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.